And we're back. First episode of the year.
We're back.
Glad to have all the fellas with us. Chino is with us in spirit. Mm-hmm. He said he's in Nigeria still.
You got deported.
Yeah, and he's coming back. Hopefully he's got some stories for us. You know them ones? Yeah. I was fucking this bitch and I woke up. I got who's for hands. let me introduce you guys. You know, we've got Atlas over here, you know, Mr. Strokes, top stroker
of the season.
Yeah.
Meat to meat fielder.
Yeah.
I'm a center back.
Yeah. Say something, man.
Meat back.
Yeah, you know what time it is, man. Happy new fucking year. Thank you for rocking with us.
You know.
Big things coming this year. Pause.
Yeah, we got Ludo here.
Stay tuned.
Mr. Top Cheater.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, you know I mean, Mr. Deadbeat. Talk to him.
face of the franchise.
You know what's going on?
But the franchise is the Detroit Pistons.
Still a franchise. Happy New Year, everyone. You know what's going on, man.
You know, we got me here. You know, just your regular bozo. We chilling. But yeah, this episode, we've been chatting a lot. We talked about our little mental health. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to get into the new year.
How about ourselves?
Yeah, me stopping caffeine, my withdrawal symptoms.
Atlas has finally gone to therapy.
Yeah.
Inshallah.
You know, we've been talking about the list. The list.
Not that list.
Oh, that old list was... that Twitter list.
Yeah, there's been a few lists.
I ain't trying to see some Twitter handles in there.
Bro.
Seeing Twitter handles...
That list and that list is the same thing, bro.
Seeing Twitter handles and the Epstein list is crazy.
You follow him.
And what else did we get into? Cat Williams. Cat Williams shenanigans was there for that one. So yeah, just tune in. I think everyone's just been... It's been weird this week. Yeah. Like, I've just been... It's like a zombie, almost.
Try to get back into the swing of things after the Christmas period.
Bro, it's hard. Yeah, everyone's been saying that. And even, bro.
Probably gets harder the older you get as well, innit?
But I said, I'll cut out alcohol.
Dry Jan, yeah, I'm on dry Jan, you know.
Bro, I'm trying really to do 2 months.
2 months? Yeah, shout out.
Alcohol.
What, February, like Valentine's
Day,
that.
Man, what's Valentine's Day? But yeah, I've cut out alcohol, caffeine, sugary drinks, and snus, so nicotine. Bro.
Proper detox.
Bro.
You fiending?
Not even fiending. I'm bugging out, bro. Like, it's...
Well, because you're not taking snus.
No, I don't think it's... I think it's the caffeine.
Okay.
I need at least 3 cups a day.
Mm. Oh, you drink coffee like that?
Bro, black coffee. I'm black coffee.
You're a madman, bro.
Yeah, like, I kind of need it. And, yeah, I've just been...
You're like a head teacher, bro. Black coffee, bro.
Do you know what it is, yeah? Sorry if I don't have caffeine, yeah? Mm-hmm. I usually... Is it all recording?
All recording.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, bro.
The red lights are along the red lights. Yeah. But yeah, I was saying, I've just been bugging out. Like, you know, with when you cut something out,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have
withdrawals.
Or alternative.
Oh, yeah.
I see, like, smokers, they just need like, something to figure with.
Patch or the.
Yeah.
They like snack. They snack.
Yeah. But
they're used to having something in their
hand. Yeah, but like with the caffeine, there's nothing. All there is sugary drinks.
And you cut that out as well.
I cut that out as well, and it's like, bro, I don't know what to get my source of energy.
Like, eating more fruit helps.
Yeah, that's what.
Cutting into like little pieces.
That's all I've been doing. I've been like trying to eat more fruits, mm-hmm. But then it's just like the fruits ain't hitting, bro. Like,
you have to do with the serious people who put like sugar on the fruit as well.
No, but I'm not. Yeah, that's a lot.
But
and do you know what is that made me realize about the sugar?
What
was you see when you're like making food, mm-hmm. So. I think it was my niece was making like chocolate cake, mm-hmm. And I was just praying, you know.
Paying attention.
And then I was just looking at the amount of sugar that was going into it.
A lot of sugar. Good.
And I was just
you
like,
you don't clock how sugary these things
bro,
are.
Oh, then I was.
There's really sugar in the chocolate. The sugar in the pastry, sugar in the eggs, with all that.
Then I was just like, yeah. Then what hit me was when I was making my family mac and cheese, bro. With how much cheese I laced it with. I felt disgusted.
You know the niggas were farting.
Yeah. I said, someone's going to the doctor tomorrow. But no, like, I was just looking at it and I was just like, yeah.
You know it's most crazy in there.
Yeah. And then, you know, like everyone's like enjoying it and I can't even enjoy it properly because I know, like, it's different when you know what's going into your body. And I was just like, yeah, man, like, I need to, but I don't even know why I cut out caffeine. I think it's.
I need to trim back on my caffeine, man. Mm-hmm. I get free coffee at work.
Oh, that's.
But you're not a black coffee guy, though.
Yeah, coffee's coffee, though. I drink lattes, isn't it? But
see, like, that's lattes is it's a creepers.
Be a man.
No, man.
Black coffee.
Got me. But it's like, even yesterday. Yesterday I was out. I was in Central yesterday, and I got a coffee, and a woman was like a £4 plate, and I was like,
It's a
lot for a coffee. I get free coffee, innit? So it's like, bro, what do you mean I gotta pay £4? But I have like three a day. See? But it's to the point where it's like, I'll be real, I don't even need it.
Oh, right.
I need one a day, but it's like because I'm so used to just having them, and because they're free, I'm like,
why not?
But that's what I was saying though. Like I was trying to explain to Moses. We were talking about it. It's like maybe. Like, I am addicted.
You are.
Yeah, like, when you know when you say, like, I don't even need it, when you're doing it, I was like, yeah. I came to the point, I was like, bro, I don't need to be, bro, I could have two black coffees in the morning, feel good about my day, probably have one afternoon, and probably one just before bed.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, man, I don't. And I think the this is when I realized when I was kind of addicted. Mm. Went into the cupboards, seen the coffee thing, and I looked at it, saw decaf.
Get that shit out of me.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
But cutting the coke with cream.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But nah.
Bad product.
Bro, but yeah.
Taste the baking soda.
Yeah. But you lot got any like New Year's resolutions? Cuts?
I've got
two
that there's two. I've got four. No, I've got four. I'll share three.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, read 52 books.
I've seen that.
So it's one
book a week. Yeah.
Not doing it.
I'm already halfway through my first book. I'm reading. So I wanted to start the year. A friend of mine from the poetry scene, Kayla, her book got published last year.
Okay, shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out Kayla. And I'm reading her book. I'm starting the year of her book.
I genuinely thought you was going to say I'm halfway through 52.
Oh,
the Flash.
His ass is not reading.
What should I tell him? I can read books fast.
Oh, shit.
That nigga is not reading.
So yeah, I've started with that one. I'm like halfway through. So I'm on track in it because I'm going to finish it before Monday because I started Monday, obviously. Number two, go to therapy. Number three.
You paying for that?
We'll see. Number three, I clocked, and this is weird, isn't it? Because I had this conversation the other day. We're 26, 27, isn't it? And we're 27. It's weird how you find things out about yourself, even though you're at this age and like, you feel like, oh, you know yourself, you know who you are as a person, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't clock how impatient I am.
Oh, you didn't?
Like, I'm very impatient.
Yeah, bro.
Very, very impatient to the point where I did not.
Yeah.
A few things happened last year. Even I'm talking like bigger things and minor things. To the point, like, I'm impatient to the point where I'll put food in the air fryer. Waiting, just little things, innit? On a macro. I'm talking, even on a, obviously it's bigger scale what I'm talking about, but in general, I'm mad impatient. So my thing is this year, I want to work on being more patient.
I was going to say, I've always known I'm mad impatient, but I was taking a piss when my dad sent me to Morrison's. He was like, yo, I just want a little croissant and a newspaper. I was like, I was already going.
The newspaper, oh, that's nigga.
Yeah. But I got the newspaper croissants and my stuff here. But I kid you not, like the line was so long. And I was just like looking at myself and like, when I wait in line, this is why I can't drive anymore, like with traffic, like I get jittery.
Yeah.
And I want to fight someone. And it's no one's fault. It's no one's fault. So I was like, how am I going to resolve this? My stupid ass just said, just walk out. But I just walked out with the croissant newspaper and my little chocolate bar, yeah. I was thinking, no one's going to stop me.
You didn't get stopped?
No.
Did the alarm go off?
Nah, bro.
The croissant, isn't it?
That alarm's for the big tag ones. They put the condoms in there now. Niggas see.
Petty theft.
I'm a petty theft.
They give me like Oliver Twist.
I do petty thefts. I was explaining it to someone. They were looking at me crazy.
You are crazy.
Nah.
What's the third one?
Patient.
Yeah.
Patient.
No, that's the...
Books.
Therapy.
Patience.
Okay. And you said the fourth one is a little secret.
Yeah.
Yeah,
keep that to myself.
Yeah, but my one was just like the cut downs. What about you?
I ain't into none of that shit.
Yeah. But the whole thing about like finding out stuff about yourself, I think it's like as you get older, you realize
how stupid you were the last year, bro.
Yeah.
Or, the older I get, I feel like how dumb I was the last year.
Like you always think you know your shit, like you know yourself, and it makes me think like how. What's the, like the opposite of knowing myself? Like, how much don't I know about myself? I'll be thinking that I'm.
And life is about finding more about yourself and finding more about who you are.
The whole time you're thinking you're the coolest nigga alive.
Nigga, you lame. You lame. But, you don't got it. And you're scaring hoes.
Some lame niggas might think they have it though. Like, you know what I mean?
A lot of the time, that's what makes them lame because they're moving like they have it.
Yeah.
Don't got it.
Like, we all.
Stop putting up a persona
for these niggas.
But we all know a lame nigga, yeah, who knows he's lame, but he mad cool. Like, he knows
niggas who know their name are always cooler because they know their name.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, bro, this is me. Like,
it's me, so I am. So I'll come
I be scaring the hoes from time to time, so don't bring me around. But yeah, man. Like.
But it's also about having that self awareness and knowing what you lack in certain things. Like Alex said, was he being impatient?
Hey, what do you lack?
Bro,
how long you got?
Hey, that's a therapy session. How long you got? I mean, hey, man.
Commitment issues.
Hey, ask all my former women. They'll tell you.
And I would love to have a sit down with like all my exes.
I would.
What are the most common thing you think they'll say?
With me.
That's a very good question.
With me, doesn't take anything seriously. Oh. Bitch, that's the only reason why you came round me. Yeah. I'm funny, you know. But
vibe.
What else? Forgetful. Mm. Forgetful. I'm very
anniversaries and that.
I don't do dates like that. Like with you lot grew up with birthdays. I think I'm using it as an excuse.
Yeah.
Like with birthdays.
Because he's Jehovah's Witness.
Bro, birthdays wasn't a thing for me, like growing up. And then now, all of a sudden.
You gotta care about that shit.
I gotta care about a girl's birthday.
I don't care about my birthday. Why should I care about yours?
But my mum's slimy.
Yeah.
Like now that we're older and start getting money, she's like, oh, it's my birthday.
Most of my adolescent life, I didn't know what day you was born.
You know what I mean?
They didn't give you a name.
Now, you know the ones. You still mum to me.
Word.
But yeah, what do you say about you?
I've been thinking this whole time you've been speaking, and you know what? I don't know. I think when I'm pissed off, I can be very hard to deal with. I'll be honest.
That's me, yeah.
I'll be honest. I can be very... I'm a rioter, innit? I'm an English speaker. So when I'm like pissed off, I can be really hard to deal with.
I think I'm the opposite of you. Like you're trying to blow shit up.
Yeah.
Like my thing is, you can't have like see when someone's angry and they want someone to respond
you're gonna you know if you're getting angry, I'm gonna be calmer.
But it's,
and that's gonna piss you off even more.
It's like
why are you not matching my energy?
It's like not even calmer. It's like I just won't speak because I don't want to be raising my voice or. Mm-hmm. Having and women always want to do it in public too.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be outside acting a fool.
Have me looking crazy.
Yeah. Man. Oh, but the DM that Josh sent you, you're thinking.
Josh, bro.
So the thing is, for me, it's like I always try to think about things when I'm in a situation with a woman and they've done something that's upset me or pissed me off. I always try to think logically. I'm like, okay. Because I always say to women as well, if I ever upset you, I've not done it on purpose.
So
just talk to me about it. So I always try to give them that same grace. But obviously, I'm a human being, innit? Sometimes you get pissed off, sometimes you get mad.
It's different when the rabbit's got the gun.
Why are you doing that? Other than a gargoyle I dated a long time ago, there isn't a single woman who can ever say I ever swore at them or raise my voice to them. You get me? But I can be very like, not manipulative, not at all, but I can be quite direct to the point where it's like, it sounds like I'm being rude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You get me?
Yeah, but quite
like,
blunt.
I can be very, very blunt to the point
off?
Where
what do you
like,
think?
I can be very, very blunt to the point where it's like, I'm hard to deal with. Yeah. And it's to the point where now the woman has to deal with the balance of,
do I ask?
Do I speak to him?
Or does she leave?
And let him just get it out? Or do I just leave him alone because he's starting to upset me now?
Yeah.
You get me? And I would say that's probably the hardest thing for women to deal with about me.
Yeah, because like I think, what have you done to better yourself?
Yeah. Shit, nigga, not a thing. That's what I'm going for.
Hey.
I think with me...
What have I done to better myself? I listened to Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That fraud.
Like with me, the day I found out, like me not communicating properly and it's like... I think, you know when people say, I'm just silent, like, I haven't done anything. Mm-hmm. I always use that, like, why are you mad? Like, But then I get it. It's very...
Cole's mad. Yeah. Cole's mad.
Helicopter.
Oh, Cameron, you mad?
Oh my god!
Hey, he mad?
You see the one where he's just dancing while she's crying?
Yeah.
But I know, but like, I get it now. Like it's like my actions, it's still kind of manipulative in a way because it gets to the point where I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you know what you're doing,
and like, it's cool for me because I'm in a calm space. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to be in an uncomfortable space where I'm arguing, we're going back to back. Yeah. And mainly, I don't like arguing.
That's not my environment.
I don't want this. Like, there's a place I can go mm-hmm. where I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Like, if we were, like, you see when.
The thing is, you can't go machine for machine with a woman, though.
No.
When it comes to get spiteful and that.
I can get sassy, man. I can get sassy.
Nah, I can't, like, you can't go machine for
machine. For
nah,
machine.
Man, I'll go. I'll blow everything up.
I don't know.
You can blow it out, but you still can't go as low as she can.
No. She probably can go public and say, I'm a little dick nigga.
Blow everything out. I can't lie, bro. She'll find a way to.
Yeah. Like, you see, she'll find a picture of you, your little gummy worm.
Yeah. It was cold. I couldn't find a towel.
Babe, you know that's revenge porn. Hey, they ain't give a shit about that.
You know I'm a grower.
Fucking hell.
Oh man, but yeah, man.
You actually like this question then. And it's gonna I'm gonna ask because I got asked this the other day. Why are you single? Once you are single.
I'm emotionally retarded.
No, honest question, because I got asked this the other day. And when my
I'm too emotionally stunted.
Because it was actually one of my colleagues who asked me. Mm. And she asked me, and I looked at her for a second, no, I'm asking you honestly, not like in a way like that. She was like, why do you feel like you haven't found someone? Yeah. Like what? Is it something that you're looking for? Is it something about you? Or is it just...
I think with me, I find it hard to just accept someone loves me.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I'm in a weird space.
Like, is this a prank? Is this really going on? Is this someone really, like, they're putting...
Yeah.
They're like, I'm their moon, I'm their stars. It don't feel real.
Like, I feel... I know, and
it can't be real.
Yeah. And it's always like, I think...
Also, you're actually paranoid. Like, is there like a hidden agenda?
Yeah, and it's such a...
Like, there's cameras.
Yeah.
Got prank, nigga. But she loved you.
And it's like...
Ain't nobody ever love you, nigga. Like. No, but that's what it is, though. Like, it's
man's so hard. Chilling in bed and you see the cameras come out everywhere.
Yeah, literally. It's so hard to believe when you feel like, bro, I'm a grimy nigga or whatever. Yeah. And this woman really actually loves me.
And it's like...
She'll go above and beyond for me, like...
And it's like... And
you feel like you don't deserve it. Weird. I feel like I don't deserve it.
I'm opposite. The reason why I would say I'm single right now... It's because I'm the opposite to that, to the point where it's like, not opposite, but the way where it's not that I would sit around and think, I can't believe this person loves me. Mm-hmm. I would sit around and think, it would be more, why doesn't this person love me more?
Lame ass nigga always, like, wanting more, man.
No, it's not even like wanting more, it's because listen, man, like, I've been in a relationship where, because listen, growing up, bro, I had a million siblings growing up, and obviously grew up the way we grew up, and we didn't have much. So it's like, I'm very big on that companionship. So for me, I could, I'm being honest, bro. I could be in a 5-year relationship and not get a single material gift and not care.
Oh no,
you get me?
Yeah.
My thing is, I've been in a relationship where the person I was with made me feel loved every single day through actions, through words, through this, through that. So my thing is like, I can never be in a relationship where I don't feel like that every single day. Yeah. You get me? Mm-hmm. So I feel like I've got a high standard for how I want to be with, how I want the person I'm with to operate in, within the parameters of a relationship. And it's not materialistic. It's not even necessarily a type. It's more just there's a certain behavior that I want to satisfy my needs as a boyfriend. You get it?
Yeah, I get
warmth that provides as well.
Yeah.
Because like with me, I think it's just in general, like there's things I definitely need to deal with.
Mm.
And like,
but how do you find a way to do it? Everyone says therapy, but...
That
seems like such an easy answer. Oh, just therapy.
Yeah.
It solves everything.
And it's like...
I see it like... It was like, how does therapy solve decades of trauma or how you do things?
Can't solve it, but it can get to the... A lot of people think they know the root of their trauma, but they don't.
Yeah.
It can get help you get to the root of it, and it can help you... Because you can't solve trauma. Trauma is trauma.
Also, how does therapy solve cheating?
I can't even get through a mature thought. Getting cheated on or cheated on someone?
I think let's say getting cheated on, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, therapy can't solve that. I turn into the Joker.
Yeah.
No, cheating on.
I grow a full head of hair and start running around with a crowbar.
I think to stop cheating.
You just see me with a crowbar and white face paint.
P. Diddy.
I think if you're wanting to stop cheating, yeah, like you genuinely want to stop cheating and you can't stop.
Do you have a problem?
You definitely have a problem.
When they say, "Oh, you're gay," you know, if you say, "Oh, if you're cheating, bare woman," that means you're gay. Are we gonna say that? You know, people.
No! Like you
tried everything. Yeah. Try beauty, boy.
Yeah, it's true. Like the women will always say that. With like, "Oh, women's not enough for you." Yeah. But then it's just the fact that probably it's like over. What's the word? Hyper
sexualized.
Yeah, like maybe something went on, or I mean, I always say that I'm like the opposite. I rarely get horny. Which is, yeah, it's fucked.
Damn.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm more of a...
We're at the Hulk. I'm always horny.
I'm more of a guy, like, once or twice, and I'm just like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
You get back in the gym. Gym be making you horny, bro.
Bro, it's always been like that, though.
Like,
there's definitely something happened. I could pinpoint it where, like, I could have, like, trust in a woman. Like, it happened, like, twice or three times. And I was like, yeah. And from there on, it was just like that year it happened, like easily the worst year of my life.
Is it what I think it is?
Yeah. And it was that year. Yeah. It wasn't just one thing.
Yeah.
Like that happened, then that happened, and another thing happened. And it was like I went through the whole year of like literally getting beaten up. Like
you were on your knees for the whole year.
Bro. Yeah, like it was one of them ones where you know the ones where some shit happens, yeah.
Yeah.
And you say, nah, man.
It can't get any worse.
Yeah.
Only way is up.
Can't get any worse.
Nah, when you say...
Nah, nigga.
Bro, when you say...
Watch this.
When you say it can't get any worse, I swear.
The world will show you. Universe will show you.
Life is waiting around the corner like this. Like,
God sent for these.
He doesn't even know.
Does he know?
But I think you can always... You can always find like the reason why you're... Like this.
Okay, even find a reason, but does that solve anything? Okay, now I know why why I act this particular way. Does that solve?
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily a case of solving it because.
But you want to solve, you want to get better, you want to be better for a better person, better relationship, better.
Brand, I guess whatever. It depends because obviously, even with the reason I gave, there's probably things about me that if you asked the women like dated previously, not even a bad thing, but they would say, oh, he's hard to date because of this or because of that or whatever. I wanted him to do more of that. Cool, whatever. I'm not perfect. I'm a human being. At the same time, I feel like everyone should have like a standard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about he needs to earn 200 racks or she needs to have cheeks, whatever. It's more just how does that person make you feel as a person? Like, are you going to settle for someone who treats you like shit or not necessarily treats you like shit, but someone who doesn't satisfy your emotional needs because also they have money or they don't satisfy your emotional needs but they're the sexiest girl you've dealt with. Like, is that payoff worth it?
Yeah.
You get me?
It's a hollow thing. Also, like, do you want to wake up with someone, the first thing you wake up, you think of her?
Or if the first thing you wake up, you're kissing your teeth.
Yeah.
Let's have a good day.
Fuck's sake. But imagine I was in the gym the other day, I was in the gym the other day and I was chatting to this other bro.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I took like a week off. My body was feeling a bit sore. We were in the changing room, pause. He's like, I took a week off, my body was feeling a bit sore. And there was another dude, 50s, 60s, white guy. He was like, feeling a bit sore, eh? Guy was like, yeah. He was like, mate, wait till you get to my age. Wait till you get married.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were just laughing. He turns to me and he goes, you married? I was like, nah. Bro looked me dead in my face. I said, don't.
Yeah. Bro, the thing is,
they love saying it
as well. Yeah,
people, white niggas hate their wives, bro.
They hate my wives.
So much on the podcast. I know we say a lot on the podcast, but these men in real life hate their wives.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's true. And I've been told by white people all over the country that
if I was to put like a tally of all the people who've told me not to get married, I would say like 95 of them out of 100 have been white.
Bro, it's always like you see when you get into work, like your first job, you usually call with the white guys or whatever, and he's usually like 50.
Yeah,
bro. The way he talks about his relationship, there's nothing positive.
You think like, rah, and he's like, why are you even still there?
And then what's funny is like when you meet their wives and it's like
the most loveliest woman.
And then it's like, and they come around and you can tell that like, he's just playing a character.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's just there like this. And she's like, oh, my darling baby. I don't know. You don't even know this. The guy was chatting shit about you for 8 hours.
Okay, you find out, oh, now I know.
I get it.
Some people.
He's a piece of work, man.
Yeah. But
you don't want to wake up, you think like, you see your situation, the messaging, like, please leave me alone.
Yeah. That's another thing I have trouble with, it's like I was telling the guys, I was like, we're all talking about this. I was like, yeah, I feel like whatever girl I'm with, no matter who, like even like sometimes with friends, I just feel like I'm playing a character. I'm playing the part to make things go smoothly. I can't explain it to people. It's just like someone asks me something or she'll ask me something and there'll be like four options in my head and I'll pick the option that usually will like make her say, oh, okay. Like I'll never pick the option where she will like continue talking.
You playing RuneScape or something, bro?
Bro, like it's just in my head.
RPG.
It's just like
it's mad neurodivergent, bro.
Turn-based game, turn-based.
But yeah, bro.
You know the games that have like 20 different endings. Yeah. Depending on what's that
Netflix rain. One?
Bandersnatch.
Yeah.
No, yeah, the Black Mirror one, man.
No, there was another one where you could pick. One. You could pick. It all ends differently. It was like different colors.
Yeah.
Don't you remember?
Oh, it wasn't a Black Mirror.
Oh, there's also what's it called? It used to come on. What's that? Channel U.
Channel U.
What? Huh? Remember that's a show. You pick. You vote what the ending is gonna be.
Nah, this old ass nigga. Yeah,
I don't know. When it gets to me.
But anyway.
People that listen, they will know.
Did anyone talk into Cat Williams?
I saw him watch it. 2 hours.
It's already on 6 million views. It
came out yesterday.
Yeah, G, it's on, you know, 6 million views. You know
that 2 hours and a half?
Yeah.
Have you seen clips and what?
I'm going to tap in.
You know what's so funny, yeah? Just watching, I only watched like 50 minutes in it, yeah? Mm-hmm. I promise you, Shannon Sharpe gets in about 7 words.
I'm going to be real, yeah? I don't want to cut you off, but I was watching... Because you know how he does Nightcap with Gil. Gil Reedus now. Bro, I posted a clip on Twitter earlier, yeah? He was like, Gil, I introduced the podcast. Before I asked him a question, he'd been speaking for 30 minutes.
Bro. Literally.
He was like, usually, I have questions.
Yeah.
And he said, I had about an hour and a half, hour and 45 worth of material. Yeah. He was like, we went 2 hours 45 and I had like 3 questions. Bro.
But you see with guys like Kim, yeah? You can't like... plan something.
Yeah.
Just let it happen.
Well, Cat Williams, isn't it? Yeah,
he's got just let greatness happen. Like, he's... Like,
he's going to give you the content.
Yeah, yeah. Like, especially with comedians, yeah, you should just have like a base of where we're going to go and just let... And with when it's like a one-to-one, they're going to have to talk more. Yeah. They've come there for a reason.
I mean, if you watch Club Shay Shay, he does let the guests
talk more. Yeah, yeah,
he does let the guests talk more.
So, but yeah, even so, I was watching it and there were certain things that was just making me laugh where he was like... What's his name? Is it Weinstein?
Yeah.
And he was like, that nigga offered to suck my dick in front of company. And he was like, I still said no and got the role. And he was like, I see 5 other niggas in there. And he was like, fuck you lot dudes to get in here. But I said, do you know how much of a crazy guy you gotta be to offer someone head to get them into your movie?
Crazy.
Like, he didn't even say, yo, like, give me some head and you're in the movie. It's like, yo.
I'll suck your dick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got a cheeseburger. Nigga, I'll suck your dick.
Please, man.
It's I like, can't believe that. That's crazy.
And it's like, Hollywood is scary.
It's spooky.
Very spooky.
I'm going to find out now with the, I don't want to say it, but Island.
The Epstein list, man. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't really want to speak on that.
Yeah, that's what I said. I didn't want to say it.
But man, they were saying R9 was in there.
R9? Oh, man.
Quickly also the Epstein list as well, yeah. Someone like years ago made like a fake Epstein list, but it was people, celebrities that caught COVID, so yeah. Callum Hudson-Odoi's name was on it. Yeah. Like, how can he be the Epstein list when the thing was the island?
You.
It was a you. Yeah. And also he came out today and said, I was never on the island.
What,
or never on the list.
Wait, Hudson-Odoi?
Yeah, he said, brother, blah.
Nigga, you was, nigga, you was 6.
But a lot of Americans don't know that.
When was the island like popping?
Like 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago.
But you know what's
early 2000s?
The most annoying thing is, yeah.
I also don't know, we know the Epstein Island, where was it geographically? No idea.
Nah, man, no one knows, bro. They probably blew that shit up. But even, you know, I know what's going to happen, yeah. Like, that old same old thing, they're going to see Michael Jackson on the list, and we're going to have that debate. And I'm just like, bro, I'm tired of pretending that I'm not going to defend Michael Jackson, bro.
Like, I think
it's the Michael Jackson thing, yeah, is like, well. The fingers of Michael Jackson.
I don't want to say it, but...
Michael Jackson's different to R. Kelly. Let me finish. In the way where we know R. Kelly's a wrong'un. Mm-hmm. I don't listen to R. Kelly anymore.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you guys, I'm going to say to this guy, honestly, I don't think I could stop listening to R. Kelly. I'm just be honest. Yeah. I don't know if I could. And I feel like that's a sentiment that a lot of people have, where it's like, we almost don't want Michael to be fucked up because we know we're not going to be able to stop listening to Michael Jackson. Like, how are you going to stop listening to Michael Jackson? You're telling me you never listen to Human Nature ever again, or Beat It, or Thriller, or Billie Jean?
If I was,
I guess that's how people feel about R. Kelly and other...
Yeah. I feel like Michael Jackson's on a league, in a league of his own.
Bro, he's...
But some people think...
He's different. He's, different. Other people, he's very different.
Troubled and wronged.
Like, if I was a kid, I'd let him touch me.
Anyway,
okay,
what I was going to say was, like, I feel like people talk about the whole, like, separate the art from the artist, right? And, for instance, you guys know I'm a big wrestling fan, right? Like Chris Benoit, for instance, right?
It's not funny.
Nah, come on. Nah, come on, man.
Alex, look.
For fuck's sake. For fuck's sake.
We need to do more research on CTE, bro.
No, listen, what I was going to say is, like, you get some wrestling fans who are like, that's one of the 10 best wrestlers I've ever seen. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Right? Cool. Then you get some wrestling fans who say he was never that good.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, bro. Yeah. My thing is this, it's always going to be a thing where you have people who do these...
Yeah.
Transgressive things, it's going to be split opinion. Mm-hmm. You're going to have people, because there's some people who, if R. Kelly comes out of prison tomorrow,
he's selling out.
And he'll sell out.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
He'll sell out. Mm-hmm. You get me? So my thing is, what I'm saying is,
I have my side.
I don't listen to R. Kelly, and I just don't really speak on Chris Benoit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My thing is this, whatever side you're on, just pick that side and don't flip flop.
You want to listen to
R. Kelly, and you want to watch Chris Benoit's matches, do it. If you don't, don't.
Yeah.
But don't just stay on your side, innit? Because at the end of the day,
if that's you,
not everyone follows the same creed as you, innit? Not everyone's gonna do the whole separate artists from the art. Not everyone's gonna. Some people just want to disassociate and just. That's what you want to do. Fair enough, innit? Mm. But don't switch sides. Don't try to convince me that it's not that deep.
Yeah.
I don't listen to R. Kelly, and you get me.
I'll say I still listen to R. Kelly. And I still do it.
Oh man!
Is, I don't listen to R. Kelly.
But
song he did with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, let me finish, because I'm never gonna sit here and go back and forth with you and be like, why aren't you listening to R. Kelly?
Yeah.
Like, I'm never gonna.
You know his position, and you know.
I'm not gonna be defending him in that. Like, I'm like, I feel bad with the streams. I should just download it illegally, maybe. But it's like, at a point where, I get it, but his music does stuff for me. Pause.
Listen, man, like, for all intents and purposes, that nigga was fucking incredible.
But when you find out, like,
my brethren,
the songs, like, he was making was about.
When the whole thing came out with the interview and he got locked up, I was in the car with my brethren, like, maybe a couple of weeks later, and R. Kelly song came on. And I remember my belly just went weird. Like, I was like...
The thing is, though, people have known R. Kelly's been around for 20-odd years, bro. Yeah. Like, people have been talking about him pissing on the crowd or whatever since, like, 5 years old or some shit. So why are people so surprised now?
I think what annoys me as well is, like, my parents knowing.
Yeah.
And it's like, now you introduced me to a vibe...
You can't maintain.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
What do you mean you can't listen back? Christmas, no more.
It's like, bro, the signs were definitely...
You put me on.
Yeah. Like,
you know that thing? That skit. Ain't that your man's? On 600 charges?
I think we watched it on the podcast before. I think we definitely have asked, but we'll ask it again. Who in the public eye, like, if something came out about them, would, like, break your heart? Let's say something R. Kelly like.
Who's up there? Nowadays,
I dissociate a lot with a lot of people in Hollywood, so I don't know. Yeah. But I would say, let me just think about football. Steven Gerrard, man.
Oh yeah,
because that was like my hero growing up. I love.
I was gonna say De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
I think I might say the last time we asked, but if something came out about De Niro, bro,
I think
I'll crush you.
It would break my heart. Like my whole world would fall apart. I'm not kidding.
Like me would be like Paul Pogba.
Oh really?
Nigga,
like,
what?
Like,
what's some Pogba?
Bro, I can't lie. He's the last footballer that he's up there for like Ronaldinho with me, like the way I love him.
Oh, do we love
like,
him?
Like, not, I'm not saying he's of as good
we
as
we love
him,
yeah.
But it's like, that's the last footballer I wanted to do well so bad.
Yeah.
And it's like, even the news about his drug thing, it was just like, bro, it ruined my day, bro. Like, if I found out that he was doing craziness, bro, I'll just be.
But
like,
also, when you grow up even more, you find out, bro, Hollywood and just a lot of people that are in the public eye it's a lot of filthy shit going behind closed doors. So kind of like, say, if it happens, I'm not going to be surprised anymore.
Yeah, I'm not going to be surprised anymore.
Because you just don't know.
Yeah,
and how sick and...
Because, yeah, you know, whole Hollywood thing, I used to think it was fake. I remember...
Like, people are exaggerating, but nah, it is spooky in Hollywood.
Because I remember, like, the whole Illuminati thing, and you used to think... You used to think it was real, but you used to think it was fake at the same time. Like, it was a good conspiracy. Yeah. It's good something to keep you entertained, but then now it's just like, whoa, like, could there... Maybe it's not called the Illuminati... Yeah. But there's
secret societies, but you just won't know the name.
Yeah, yeah, there's something.
Oh, you won't know who the members are. Like, there's, actually, Illuminati, obviously the Freemasons. You just know who's actually a Freemason.
There's a little machine behind these artists and actors, and it's like, and when they say they sold your soul, it's like you did sell your soul because you was gonna do some shit that you said you'll never do, and that's like for me anyway. That's like, say if they were talking what's his name? Oh, we're just talking about him. Cat Williams. Sorry, he was talking about Kevin Hart. He was like, Kevin Hart was like, yeah, I'll never wear a dress in a movie. Like, and he was like, you say that until the offer comes and with the right money. And now you're fighting yourself because you, dead serious, you said never. Like, you know,
and you put that out in the public.
Yeah.
Now you can't go.
Could have just kept it to yourself. Yeah. And that's like selling your soul.
Yeah, like you volunteered this information.
Yeah. Like,
no one asked you.
Yeah.
Like a big thing when people talk about like a lot of like black American actors or maybe comedians where they get forced to like wear dresses and whatnot. Have you heard about that?
Demasculate them.
So that's a big thing as well that they're trying to, you know, go against. So,
but yeah, I hear it. But even the whole sports world,
we find out it's filthy.
It gets very scary.
It's very scary. Like, the lot of shit that goes on.
I was scared when Jermaine Pennant, when he was doing a Monopoly with women.
What?
You don't know about the story?
I didn't know it was on Tag, but I was...
So Jermaine Pennant and the guys, they used to play Monopoly with women. So if he slept with one woman, that's his woman.
Yeah.
And then if, say, I don't know who was in his team at the time, Arsenal team, Ashley Cole, wanted to sleep with his girl, and he'd say if he slept with her and he doesn't tell him, he has to pay rent. So Monopoly, you have to pay rent for the girls that you have.
That's crazy.
And it was just like an ongoing thing. And
so as in, there's a shorty, I chop, then Ludo chops and has to pay me.
Yeah, like she's your girl now.
Oh, that's crazy.
Bro,
I remember hearing about that. And I remember that thing when you get in jail when you chop someone's girl or something like that as well.
What?
They put you like, I say, in jail, but...
But
that's
then,
crazy.
Bro, then like, bro, I didn't meet him, bro. I was on the cruise like 2-3 months ago. Me and Jem just walking upstairs, and you know when you just bump into someone, I'm like, oh shit. Like, and it's like Jermaine Pennant, like usually like with celebrities, it's like whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like Jermaine Pennant is like the player that you just don't remember until
you see it.
Yeah, you know them like forgotten footballers where he's just rattling out names. I was like, what the fuck? But
he was
at
Liverpool, there was a period he was on the right wing.
Yeah, he was very, very good. He's just mixed race and fighting demons.
Yeah.
ADHD. You know what I mean?
Mixed race ADHD demons.
But how's you lot's sports teams doing? Football, NFL, basketball?
I don't have a basketball team.
Shout out Lamar Jackson, going to be a two-time MVP.
Oh, yeah, them lot went to the playoffs, innit?
Yeah, first seed.
The Patriots are killing me.
Luke, we're doing all right, man. We're doing all right. You know, we're trying to get top four.
Top
four's the goal.
I seen that report about Beckham hiring out a yacht for the offensive team, And I was like, whether it's not true or not.
Oh, Beckham.
I was like, what about the defensive team? What,
last time they won on a yacht, bro.
Lucky the guy was trolling,
What happened?
I'll say it, then you tap in. Obviously, leading up to the playoffs, right? Obviously, when he's at back at New York Giants.
Oh, yeah.
Odell Beckham took all the wide receivers, on a cruise through Miami.
Trey Songz on there, by the way.
Trey Songz on that cruise as well.
That's a spooky cruise.
Trey Songz, wide receivers. They go on the thing in Miami, but they're playing a playoff game like a week later in Green Bay, Milwaukee, and that is cold, freezing as fuck. It's called a frozen
tundra. That's like it's like when
bro, like you're not preparing yourself well.
You see when
it comes to playoff now, all the receivers they're dropping balls. Already shit show.
So there was a pass literally on half time. Eli hit him
in the bread basket.
Odell had at the time had the best hands in the league.
Yeah, no one can tell me by far.
Best hands in the league. Eli hit him in his palms and he dropped it. I said, Skip Bayless is going to have a field day.
Yeah. No, I said, oh, and that day, Eli Manning was on fire. He was from
pissed himself, he probably said a couple of slurs.
Eli Manning was breathing fire out his ears and his right receivers had shit and piss running down their legs.
All of them dropping. Yeah. Boom, they weren't prepared to play.
They let him down. So since then, innit, like,
everyone's been
like
looking,
a running joke. Yeah.
Literally, that's the worst way to prepare for the frozen tundra, bro. How you going to Miami, literally all topless or whatnot on the yacht?
That's like Lakers.
I know Eli was fuming when he saw that.
Oh, yeah.
That's like going to like Denver Nuggets and just not preparing.
Yeah.
It's legit, but the Patriots aren't doing very well. Yeah. We fucking suck.
Bill Belichick, it seems like he might part ways mutually at the end of the season.
Oh, we need to, I said mutually, sack him. No, sack him, because you know what's pissing me off?
Yeah.
People keep doing this thing where it's like, oh, Belichick, he deserves to go out on his own terms and whatever, but why did Brady not get to go out on his own terms? True. Like, why is Belichick afforded that luxury? When
and you talk about, oh, look at that talent. Nigga, he made a sandwich.
He's the GM of the team.
For 15 plus
so it's
years,
like, you can't bring me this, oh, he hasn't got enough, he hasn't got talent, he hasn't got talent.
He's only been picking a talent.
He's the GM.
Yeah.
He's the GM. We could have had...
You know, had a pro bowler on offensive side.
We could have had Nick Chubb and he drafted Sonny Michel.
Isn't the guy who...
Like, all of these...
You could have... I remember this clearly.
We could have had DK.
You could have Lamar. Maybe we could have Lamar. Lamar went to do a practice during a draw period with the Patriots. Even Tom Brady's like, yeah, that's cool because I know he can sit for like 2 years.
That's what I'm saying. He would have sat for two. He would have been perfect. But even like, we could have had DK and we drafted Nikhil Harry.
Oh yeah, that one was shocking.
But it's like, bro, this guy is like...
Draft as well, there was DK, obviously... Terry McLaurin in that draft, Debo.
Yeah.
So many, like,
could have had Debo as well because Debo went in the second round. Mm-hmm. So my thing is like...
AJ Brown was in that draft as well.
But my thing is like with Bill, and the thing is people think I'm running agenda. I wish I had my old account, my old Twitter account. I've been saying since 2014 that Bill Belichick is a fraud. Okay, not a fraud, that's too strong.
But he's in like overrated. Hall of Famer coach.
He's Hall of Famer.
Tom Brady for 20 years.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Oh,
and before that, it was defensive coach. He had fucking the best defensive player.
Yeah, fucking Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor, bro. My thing is this year with Bill Belichick, it's... The bad roster
management.
Like, roster management
is on him.
It's been really, really bad for at least 10 years, at least.
And like, but for half of those years, Brady was masking that smell.
Exactly.
So it's a thing where it's like Brady was calling the plays almost.
No, not necessarily, but it was like because Brady was so good, he could do more with less talent around him.
Yeah. When he got to a period, age is catching up with Brady and he can't do as much, and Belichick's feeding him shit.
Brady's in his mid
40s. You can't make salad out of shit, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. But even
and like, Brady was doing that.
That's what I'm saying, because even we're seeing it with Mahomes now. How different is what Mahomes has to deal with right now to what Brady had in the 2010s? You have a Hall of Fame tight end and supplementary wide receivers.
For sure.
That's basically what Brady had the whole 2010s. Mm-hmm. He had Gronk, who was always injured, by the way.
Yeah, true.
Then you had an Edelman, you had an Amendola, you had a Chris Hogan, you had a Brandon LaFell. Like, you had...
But all those guys, they were very dependable.
Yeah.
Mahomes, them niggas can't catch, bro.
That's also true.
They've got the highest catch.
You knew Jordan was going to hit his little shimmy. He was going to run his little slant. He was going to be, listen, little five steps, route, cross. You knew he was going to be there. Yeah. I will say that much. But I can't lie, bro. I love Lamar Jackson, bro. If Baltimore go out in the first round, don't go on social media. Racism you'll see. Baltimore losing. Listen, if Lamar wins MVP and Baltimore losing the first round,
it's going to be ridiculous.
The racism you'll see, it'll be generational. They're going to take them up the road. But they're going to string him up. Because when in 2019.
My messages were on fire.
In 2019, Lamar Jackson won unanimously. Only two unanimous MVPs ever, Lamar Jackson and Tom Brady, ever. Yeah? He won unanimous MVP. They went 14-2. And Lamar shat the bed in the playoffs. They were on to him.
For the finals.
It was the first round.
First round, the playoffs.
First round, bro.
Got one and done, knocked out.
Yeah, they got thrown. Yeah. Crazy.
Derrick Henry went for like almost 300 yards.
Yeah, they fucking came to Foxborough and beat us as well.
Yeah, because that was that period when obviously Tennessee was the hottest team.
Yeah.
They got to the championship, the title game. They were even up against Mahomes in the thing, but like 14, 17 points.
Tannehill won that game, literally, he completed 7 passes. Derrick Henry had damn near 200 yards. But the joy is, with the NFL this season, the NFL has been, it's been fun to watch, but offense has been down because of the rules and because of all the coverage that people are playing. But it's been a really
good season. Because defenses are starting to catch up now as
defenses
well.
Defenses are starting to catch up. Defenses are getting faster. The schemes are getting better. There's a lot more cover too.
And also, safety.
People are just dropping their safeties now.
You want to run on us, though. That's fine. Yeah. And a lot of teams don't actually want to commit to the run as much as possible.
Yeah, no one wants to really run the ball. No one really wants to run the ball.
One thing I haven't been watching this year. Don't know why it's NBA.
I haven't watched a single
regular season. I'm in and out.
I'm in and out. There's too many games. I just don't care. Yeah. You know, the games don't really matter, bro. That's like NFL. Every single game.
Only time I tap in is when my sleeping pattern's really bad. And it's like, oh, 3:30.
The thing is, with NFL, like on a Sunday, the games at least start at 6:00.
You can watch
a good 6-7 NFL game. Yeah. With NBA, it's like for me, after All-Star break, when people are fighting for seeding, people are trying to streak into the playoffs, I don't miss a game.
I think with NBA though, I think I'm more tapped in with the outside of what's happening in NBA.
There's always some bullshit happening going on. True. Like who's getting arrested, why not? Who got this next baby mom pregnant?
It's even the whole Ja Morant thing is like, he really got suspended. Well, how many games?
25 games.
That is
showing the ooh up on Insta Live.
There was like 13 people in that live.
Yeah,
because it wasn't his live; it was his boy's live.
There was what's his name? He always does like the funny NBA skits, but he does the anime stuff as well.
RDC.
He done the funniest skit of he was like after Ja Morant's first game. Yeah. He's like, hey, well done, Ja. Yeah. And he's bowled into the change room like this. He's like this with the finger. Yeah, like, and they're like, Ja, don't do it. He said, fuck you, me. But even with him, though, I just feel like he just had like a time in his life. Like, but even when you hear like all the old head stories, I forgot his name. Guy thinks he's like the hood.
Stacks.
Yeah. I hate it. Guy was explaining about how he got into a shootout with him. I was like, bro, we get it. Like,
I've seen a video like, yeah, showing that red banner. Yeah, I've been banging, throwing my flag. You're 46-year-old blood, bro.
No, that was when he was in O Block. When he was in O Block,
he was like, real niggas checking or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you're getting taxed.
And also nothing as well, because obviously one of the O Block like kids, yeah, got arrested. Yeah, he's like, who be sending little bro money? That guy's young enough to be your son. You call him little bro. No, you call like a YG little bro.
Yeah,
this guy is like 50 plus. You call him a 12-year-old little bro.
He's so corny, man. Steven Jackson.
I think it's just like that whole trying to be hood thing.
He's like, yeah, I was letting my fire go. Like,
oh, like, do you know what it is? Maybe you was nearly that guy when you was 14, but realistically, like 15, 16,
To be fair with him though, he entered the NFL and NBA like a weird route. He went undrafted, like went overseas for a bit, and did like junior college. And obviously, he was like, into quite late because he was like, he probably was like street, but bro, like, come on, man.
Like, you're in your late 40s now.
Exactly, like, come on, man.
My thing is, like, even with the whole Ja Morant thing, it's like, I hope he learns from his mistakes, innit? Because even like last season, suspended, missing games, and that, and he missed out on like, so I feel like if he hadn't got those suspensions.
But how old is he? He's like 23.
He's 23. But my thing is, like, he's already cost himself like 40 million.
Yeah. But you know what it is? Yeah,
he's meant to get like all the
NBA bonus. He can't get the Supermax now because he didn't get it. Ja can make 800 million for his career. Mm-hmm. He's never seen that. So that 40 million, that's 40 million. But I don't care how much money you have, bro. 40 million is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. But I've always said, you see, like he's 23. Yeah? I'm not saying he should have done better. But you see, when you're 23, yeah, there's some people are just not going to be able to handle it. And that's like...
I blame his pops.
Maybe he gave him too much freedom.
Your pops is courtside. He's doing this, he's doing that.
He's become more of a friend than a father.
Bro, he's doing this, he's doing lookalike competitions with Usher. Come on, bro.
But that also happens as well when you become richer than your parents. How can they still discipline
nigga,
you?
Nigga, I'm still your dad.
Yeah, but...
Fuck all that.
But it's
but that's how. But that's how a lot of, like... athletes, famous people talk about, like, literally, how can my parents discipline me now when I'm richer than them now?
I'm
the head of the household now.
Yeah, I don't like.
I pay your bills.
I don't like calling people like bad parents because there's not a right way to parenting. There's obviously bad parents.
Your NBA player son's flashing guns on Instagram.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
It's not illegal to flash guns as well.
Yeah. Right,
no, it's Remember not America, illegal. Yeah. But you work for a private firm that says you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm saying it's
not. No, it's not illegal. You're right. It's not. Yeah. But your employer says you can't do that.
But I'm saying, going back to like being a bad parent, it's just, all right, cool. You can always learn. I feel like even our parents, even though we're old enough, they're probably still learning how to deal with us.
Our younger siblings get treated differently than they were parented differently.
Because
they're at different points of life, maybe financially, mentally, and just emotionally as well as a parent. And the young siblings get that different.
Because parenting don't stop after you're 18.
That's probably my only thing that like... I don't know how to word this. One thing that kind of bothered me, and I get it, it's his mum, but when his mum had that situation, I think she was like a footlocker and she got into it with like one of the workers and she called him. What did you think he was going to do?
Didn't he come down?
He came.
With his niggas, bro.
Yeah. He came with the ooh-up.
Yeah, he came with his niggas and he came with a something. And I'm what did you think? You're his mum. What did you think he was going
to
do?
You know people want to crush out by their mum.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You get me?
But then again, also you think, who else are you going to call?
Yeah, that's the thing. That situation's a weird one.
But maybe call the dad, or maybe like he's like, from now on, mom, you have security around you because you know, maybe because they think, oh, I know that John Morant's mom, let me try play with them.
Yeah,
that might come into play. So maybe the girl's actually playing with John's mom.
That's a possibility.
People like try to get clout, or fuck with this person's
parents. Yeah, Shannon Sharp told that story of one time he was driving and paused, but he rear ended someone and he got out of the car and they were like discussing like insurance stuff and everything was fine. And then, like, another person walked past. It was like, oh my God, Shannon Sharp, Denver Broncos. And the guy was like,
Niggas are so stupid.
Niggas are so shameless.
Said, I'm about to hit a lick.
Oh my God.
And it's true, though. Like, do you see, like, the Carolina Panthers owner, billionaire, threw a...
I would have been like, hey, acid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my eyes, I'm blind.
Yeah, it's burning.
Go only find them 300K.
Huh?
Find them 300K.
That's like finding a normal person like $3.
I dare a rich nigga try assault me.
A rich nigga throws a drink on me. I'm saying it burnt me. Oh, he threw hot tea on me.
Bro, I'm saying like my eyes.
And it happens a lot. Literally, it happens a lot. It happens so
fast. That video is so funny though, bro.
That's like when...
But if a billionaire did it to me, I'm on the floor spazzing.
Yeah.
A billionaire throws that at me. Yeah, bro.
I'm going crazy.
Up around the way. I'm leaving with something.
Start foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, bro.
Now, me and him can go to the back room. We can sell it privately. Like, I mean, get a checkbook out. You know what I mean?
You gonna settle, all right?
That's insane.
I'll suck your dick.
Bro, you have to break me off something, pause. It's crazy, bro.
How bad you want it?
Next minute, you know, it's Weinstein in there, like,
oh my God.
Now, I'll suck your dick. I'll suck your dick.
I can't believe you offered to suck his dick. That's so
That crazy. Was like the guy, the Fire
Festival, yeah. Bro, the guy came to me like, oh, we need a contractor to do this thing. And we found out the contractor is gay. So, business partner. Would you suck his dick? And the guy was contemplating, like, to save the festival, I might.
That's crazy.
You know, I never actually saw the Fire Festival team.
Please watch it. It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Is it still on Netflix?
It should be. It's a Netflix original.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out Ja Rule.
But it's just bonkers, though.
50 Cent was clowning him.
Yeah. 50 Cent said he was going to stop clowning people.
Lies.
He went straight back.
He went to P. Diddy. That killed me.
But I think, even P. Diddy, fucking hell. That
man.
They're like this. It's spooky.
That's like years of decades of
people don't forget. Yeah, he tried to blow up Kid Cudi's car, bro. Do you know how ridiculous?
So crazy. He's actually
super. I would think someone said, I didn't know Kid Cudi even had a car. So dumb,
bro. Do you know that?
But that's actually some Joker shit. Blowing up cars, you know.
Just the thought of that.
How you blowing up cars? Bro? What do you think this is,
like,
bro?
That's that shit in the movies.
Yeah.
No, legit. Like.
Blowing up a car, yeah.
Like,
have you seen the thing when he's like got the full Joker costume?
And
Warner Brothers told him to stop.
Yeah.
And they say because he's copy. They say because that's really him.
they probably got a whiff of what's coming, bro. Yeah. Like, he's another scary human being. Like,
but also like power corrupts, as they say, innit? Or ultimate power corrupts.
But everyone was telling us from ages ago, like, don't party with Diddy.
Yeah.
And it's like
Diddy's parties, yeah.
But even when that video of him and Meek Mill was so scary. When Meek Mill's in the pool like a bad B and he's just recording him.
He was like, yes, daddy.
It's like, bro, he's a scary.
Do you know what killed me? Because niggas was like, oh yeah, he killed Park. The niggas was like, no. Park was wildin'. Don't put that one in there. Park was wildin'.
Park was going crazy.
But that night,
someone had to stop him.
That night, the people that killed him, you know, like he punched on them. Like,
he smoked them, bro.
Like Orlando Brown?
Something like they rushed someone, innit? Yeah. And then they spun the block.
And these guys were real crip, like.
Yeah, bro.
You know what's so scary about a man that's rushing someone that's not in technically his hometown?
Yeah.
Is that you're chilling there.
Yeah, you're still there.
But
if Mike Tyson fight, he was going to a Mike Tyson fight. He literally rushed him like a few yards down the street, went to the Mike Tyson fight.
Bro, like, say if we all in South London, we're all partying, all of us get into a little fight.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, it's home time.
Yeah, well,
it's home time. It's like no one's sticking around to to see what's gonna happen next. Yeah. Where you know when the guy says, "Ah, stay right there. I'm coming back."
No,
bro. Cool, 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 bro. Nah. I'm gone. I'm not trying to be.
I'm not trying to see what's going.
Macho man.
Yeah, what am I staying there for?
Macho man. This is my block, bro. I don't live here.
You don't even go here.
But yeah, man. It's people are fucked up. I think it's just Americans as well, man.
Nah, man.
Americans are so.
The Americans are fucked up.
Yeah, like we're, I think with our like. Music scene, you don't really get that. You get obviously like Tion Wayne and Heady One Fine in Dubai.
Oh, okay, that was so crazy.
That was bonkers.
Remember when
Morrison?
What did someone say?
Like, you would have said if Morrison got touched, you would have stopped the plane in the sky like Babe.
Morrison
was fuming. He was like, "Bro, I'm trying to stop beef, and you lot are joking on me." Oh, bro.
You could tell him that he's trying to be a peace, real peacemaker. But like people just know like when and where to act.
But the thing is also, when I see people flying in airports, I'll never do that, bro. You can call me whatever. I'm not flying in the airport.
Yeah.
I'm not ending up on no-fly list.
Like even I was in the airport the other day, I must have been walking around and I left the shop holding something in Boots. And I went straight back to pay for it. I was like, I'm not.
You know, only in Morrison you can play, but not in the airport.
Like, I'm not trying to be on my plane and man are patting me down for a £4 lotion. Like, it's like. No, no, I mean, I'm on my best behavior at airport. I'm not trying to.
That's like when obviously I know people that Deets flights. I'm thinking, you must have balls or steel.
Deets and flights is bonkers.
Nah, Deets and hotels is crazy as well because niggas with Deets and hotel and then you're in the middle of Cali Lingus. Your card's been declined.
Yeah. The woods, you can't even hide the woods.
you've all brought your towel on and it's just there. That's crazy, bro.
Can't get a good night's sleep, bro.
You can't. You're sleeping. She's sleeping like a baby.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're tossing and turning.
Leave one eye open when I'm sleeping.
One eye open when I'm sleeping.
It's even like, bro, just.
You got to tell her, if you sleep, you got to be ready to go anyway.
Yeah.
I'll pack your bag just in case.
Yeah. Leave it early.
They're on to me.
I'm on a run.
But who was it that said that they were with a shorty and she went through their phone or something? And then she was like, "We'll talk about this in the morning." And they left in the middle of the night. Was it you?
No.
Someone told me that story. He was like, something happened.
Yeah.
And then she was like, "I'm going to sleep. We'll talk about this like tomorrow morning." Nigga left in the middle of the night.
That doesn't seem like me.
Someone told me that story. I can't remember if it was on the podcast or not, but that shit fucking
cool. Oh, man.
Wait, should we wrap this up?
Yeah fucking hell.
Man.
That's hilarious, man.
Thank you for episode 78.
Damn.
You know what I mean? We're getting on. You want to take us out?
Happy New Year.
Woo!
Thank you for joining us for this episode. Thank
Do you say Merry Christmas?
Old ass nigga. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. Like, share, subscribe. Use the hashtag AOTPod. Tell a friend to tell a friend. When are we dropping this?
Monday,
yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Cool. Thank you, guys. Use the hashtag. Don't forget. Over and out.